Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and around Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is the special outside broadcast celebrating the AFL Pride Game live from Etihad Stadium and proudly sponsored by the AFL.
Welcome, 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 Australia, to the first ever AFL Pride Game. It's a historical night here for the LGBTI community where we can celebrate who we are alongside our great game. The real significance is the fact that it is the Saints and Swans playing tonight because St Kilda is the home of the Melbourne Pride match. Pride March. And Sydney is the home of the Mardi Gras. And tonight the two clubs based in both of these places are going to be playing the inaugural AFL Pride Game. The Chicks Talking Footy team from Joy 94.9, we're proud and a little bit excited to be hosting the broadcast tonight. We've got many special guests. We're going to be talking to Mark Finnis, the CEO of the St Kilda Football Club, Mark Evans from the AFL, Jason Ball, Tynan Winmar, and a whole lot more. And occasionally we're even going to have our eye on the game. It's a carnival atmosphere here at Etihad with supporters wearing their rainbow scarves and socks. The 50-metre line is painted rainbow. The goal umpires are going to be waving their rainbow flags and the ball has a rainbow on it. So we're looking forward to being here with you for the broadcast over the next 4 hours.
4 hours.
So, ladies, I'm here. My name's Fiona Newton. I'm here with Rachel Hopkins, Susanna Motti, Danae Gibson and Beck Dahl. And, ladies, how excited are we out of a 1 to 10?
11-T.
Thanks, George Karen Brown.
12-T.
Yeah. Got boring. Say a definite 10.
Sure.
A definite 10.
Yeah, well, that'd be the lawyer amongst us. Rachel is also a hawk. I think we should note that.
Oh, we should actually
tell our teams. Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm a hawk. Rachel's a hawk. But we've got a good variety of supporters here because Danae is a docker. Motti is a bomber. Beck's a crow. And Bree, who can't be here but is part of the show, she's a tiger. So we've got a quality in our team, don't we?
And we're showing our true colours tonight. And if we can't say who we barrack for tonight, there's never going to be a better time.
That's right. Come out, people. Come out and tell us your team.
It's always a clear and even discussion too, isn't it, when there's four supporter bases here?
That's right. But you can send a text to us tonight, 0427-JOY-949 or 0427-569-949.
Wow, you're really racing, aren't you? You can send us an email at onair@joy.org.au.
Or you can tweet. Yes.
Modern. It's an historical event.
Oh, my goodness. Is there a hashtag?
Yeah, probably.
Hashtag Pride Game. Sorry. Hashtag Pride Game. Hashtag Joy.
Hashtag Pride Game Joy. So just hashtag everywhere and we'll get to you eventually.
The technology nowadays.
That's
crazy.
Right. That's
search
right.
For us. So I'm sure there are going to be a million tweets and colour photos and brilliant stories about tonight because it's going to be a great celebration.
That's right. We'd love to see your photos as well. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to hand over to you, Danae and Motti. You're going to be talking to
handball
Brett
already.
Kirk.
Typical hawk.
That's right. Very quick handball too.
Hashtag free kick Hawthorn.
I was waiting for that. What was that, 2 minutes into the broadcast?
It's been a long night.
It's a long few hours.
Yeah. So I'm going to talk to Brett Kirk. He's an associate coach at the Sydney Swans, of course, playing tonight. And he was also a player once upon a time.
Yeah, don't cut into our time. Off you go, Skipper.
Okay, I'll
go and have a little canoe. Talk to the Joy patrons. Have a good time here at Etihad Stadium as we launch into the Pride match, the inaugural AFL Pride match. Pride game. See, I'm a little nervous.
I know.
You don't have to whisper. You've got a microphone.
Sorry, that's right. But I didn't want to correct you.
No,
but
please correct me.
Pride game, everyone. Pride game.
It's a team effort. Susanna Mott. We call her Motti.
Yes, friends call me Motti. And used to be a number plate of mine, FCM.
Uh-huh.
It's very handy.
And I'm Danae Gibson, and I barrack for Fremantle. Please forgive me. I also have, at times, called our first guest, Captain Kirk. And he's not Captain Kirk anymore. He's an assistant coach with the Sydney Swans Football Club, and he's our first guest on the Pride Game broadcast with Joy tonight.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, look, it's a pleasure, Brett. Thank you very much. You know, I'm sure you've got important things to do downstairs with the team, but thank you for coming up and spending time with us. So, 240-odd games, 241, I think that's right. So things are quite different in not having to, you know, pull the boots on, run out onto the game? You're a bit more relaxed with this sort of thing?
Yeah, a little bit more relaxed game day. I've found that coaching's a lot Monday to Friday about preparing the players, and once that ball bounces out there, there's a fair bit in the players' hands, and you have minimal influence, I think, game day. So I'm really loving it, though. Working with the forward line, a group of different personalities. I played a lot of my footy in the midfield, so it's a different look on the game, but loving it.
Well, I can see you've got young Gary Rowan down there in the forward now. You must be happy when he's fit.
He's
electric, isn't he?
He is. There's a lot of speed in our front half, and Gary's just he's got that great never-give-up attitude. I love to run down tackles, and it's something we speak a lot about in our forward group. It's not so much about who kicks the goals and takes the marks. It's about the pressure we can put on and help our defenders out as well.
Excellent. Now, just go back in time a little. When you walked into the Swans in 99, you're young, single-minded, you're desperate to succeed as an AFL player.
I'd do anything, yep.
So could you ever have seen that in 17 years' time, as in today, your club would play such a pivotal role in a game like this, in the first AFL Pride game?
It's just wonderful. I think when you talked about sort of me walking in as a kid and I had 2 and 3 chances and I had to sort of get sort of knocked down and picked up, and I kind of would do anything to find my way. So there's a lot of conforming early days. But now, I just think this is wonderful. We're creating conversations, and like we're having now, sport's a great vehicle for change, especially AFL footy in Australia. So anything we can do to create conversations and to be able to make people feel comfortable and included. I know even early days when you're sort of conforming and you're out of your skin a bit. So I can't imagine what it must be like for some people being sort of uncomfortable in their own skin. So hopefully, conversations like these today can really do something special.
If it works, if a couple of young people who feel marginalised feel better after a day like that today, then it's been a huge success already, hasn't it?
For sure. Hopefully we're looking back in 20 years' time and going, oh, what were you all talking about 20 years ago? So
exactly. Yeah. So tell us a couple of key changes that you think from 1999 to now at the Swans about how footballers are treated in terms of the growth of support of them as people, not just as players. So is that a massive difference, or have the Swans or most football clubs always been pretty good at that?
It depends a lot on the people in your football club. As I said, I sort of grew into leadership and sort of mid to late 20s, and it was only because I started to become authentic, really. And so it was really all my message as
a
leader.
So authentic as a person, you mean, and as a leader?
Yeah, definitely. I think being really honest with who you are and just putting yourself all out there on display, emotionally, physically, mentally, it really opens you up emotionally. So it's something that I spoke about a lot. And I remember, I think some of the words when I left the footy club it's all about the love, because, you know, footy is all about sort of caring for each other and looking after each other. And hopefully that's what I was able to do when I was there as a player.
Right.
So, Brett, what do you think this game, being part of this game, means to the club and the players about their support for diversity?
Yeah, I think we're just really proud to be involved in it. As I said, we want to celebrate diversity and awareness, and we want to just make people feel included. Our club is all about respect. So, and that's what hopefully people can walk in to footy and really feel that, and that we've been a part of it.
So when you were at uni, you met your to-become wife.
Yeah, you've done your research here.
Well, I read not all of it, but I certainly looked at all the pictures. I read Braveheart.
Okay.
So yep. Lessons Learnt from Life that you co-wrote with Hayley, which is aimed at young people.
Yeah, it is, yep.
And I think it's a really valuable resource. It's about kids who might not feel comfortable in their skin. And you talked about that, pushing those boundaries when you were in your late teens, early 20s.
Yep.
Is it a rite of passage to push those boundaries?
Going off to uni, growing up in Albury, watch my dad play footy and sort of coming from a real football culture, going off to university was a real sort of spread my wings moment for me and really sort of, I guess, open up who I was and what I was all about, and probably meeting my to-be wife, Hayley, she was the one that really exposed me to different things. And, yeah, I had the purple hair and wear the flares and the.
You're a different kind of cat, as they say in the game.
I've been told of a different kind of cat, but yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, I think a lot of us identify with you as someone who didn't fit a narrow mould, and you've developed your relationships with your teammates and your club and your wife. How are your relationships with your children now?
I guess for me, my relationship with children is all about affection. It's the key thing. Make sure my kids feel safe and they feel loved. And that's it. Like, I talk about we could live in a cardboard box. And, you know, as long as my kids felt safe and loved, it didn't really matter where we were living. So it's not so much talking about sort of where we live and money and all those types of things. It's about making sure that the kids feel loved and they're comfortable with who they are, and then I'm proud of who they are, whatever they do. You know?
Has resonance for tonight's game.
Yeah.
Doesn't it indeed? Mm. And you, well, speaking of your children, you have 5 of them, and the year after retirement, you took on an AFL International Ambassador role.
Yes.
So looking back on it, did you think you were mad taking your 5 children, your lovely wife, and touring 23 countries?
I didn't think I was mad at the time. I think everyone else thought
about
I was mad.
About 10 minutes in, did you go, ooh?
No. I look back on it now and think, geez, that was kind of mad. We only had 4 back then, so there was 4 under the age of 6. So, a lot of people thought we were crazy, and especially when we were experiencing countries like India and stuff like South Africa, and where, you know, things, you never know where things can get to. Mm-hmm. But I think it was just a wonderful opportunity and really grateful for it. And I'm really privileged for my kids to experience different cultures and to find out how the other people live. And I think even the younger ones, they learnt by osmosis, sort of a feeling of, you know, it's not the eastern suburbs of Sydney where we're living. You know, there's other people that live in different ways, and, you know, it's okay. We really respect that.
So then I can appreciate that adventure because you packed them up in the car and drove over to the West and joined my mob for a while because I'm a Fremantle Docker supporter.
Yeah.
How was that adventure?
Yeah, we did. We actually packed up and jumped in the car and drove across Australia.
Got to do it once.
Once
is enough, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we actually drove back as well, so we did it twice.
Glutton for punishment.
Yeah, but again, it's all about adventure also, and experience, and even just sitting in the car and playing games and telling stories and stuff is important when we have busy, crazy lives.
Yeah.
I had a wonderful time over in Freo. Ross Lyon's a great coach. Fremantle's a beautiful, beautiful place.
It
is, and I learned so much. But I'm pretty happy being back in the red and white.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Yeah, and so then to go away teaches you more. You take on, you know, lessons, as you said, from Ross or the other clubs and things like that, enable you to bring them back and then turn it out onto the field. Let's turn to today's game. So people are slowly coming in. For those of you listening at home, it's coming up to 6:15. So the teams will be out, you know, soon enough to have a kick around. Ground looks pristine.
As it should do with the roof up closed.
Well, exactly.
As always. Yeah.
So my guess, you know, call me crazy, my guess is that you're going to tip Swans.
We should remind everyone that it's Brett Kirk, assistant coach of the
pardon.
Sydney Swans.
Yes, we should have said that. Yeah.
No, that's
so,
okay.
Brett,
that's
I'll go right. back to that. I'm guessing you'll say they'll go with the Swans.
I can't tip. Yeah.
Where do you think the matchups are going to be? Where do you think the key ones are that are going to turn the game? Do you see it as midfield, or is it your boys down forward, or...
I always think it's a battle of the midfield. It's where the game's won and lost. And especially tonight, St Kilda have some great speed and they're great ball users inside, but we've got some really inside, big, tough, competitive beasts. So hopefully we can win the ball inside and get enough opportunities forward, because St Kilda are really dangerous if you give them a chance forward.
They like playing here too, but I think you've won a few games here.
Yeah, I think our record over
last nine.
Yeah,
you've won your last nine.
We've gone all right. So,
but as we know, Motti, Brett Kirk, the past means nothing.
So true, yeah.
It's about the now, isn't it?
Well, correctly. And now you sit second.
Yeah.
And you've got to hang on to that spot, don't you, really, to get your home final?
Yeah, we sit second like a lot of... There's quite a few sides that are around us, so it's where it's not like it's home and hosed. We sort of... Now it's like playing finals. We can't afford to drop one, or we could find ourselves...
Down at six or seven
six
or
seven.
Something.
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't want that, that's for sure.
And St Kilda are playing some great footy, so got to respect them.
Well, good luck tonight. Thank you so much for coming
in. Thanks
so
much, Brett, for being fantastic.
Thanks very much.
Terrific.
Enjoy tonight.
We will do. Thank you. Brett Kirk, assistant coach of the Sydney Swans, former champion player, absolute champion bloke.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.